This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Ignite your passion for discovery at the COSI Science Festival May 1st through the 4th. Experience 3 days packed with interactive community events featuring exhibits, live demos, and engaging conversations with experts in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And on Saturday, May 4th, join us for the free Big Science Celebration featuring over 100 exhibitors, all with interactive activities to share. And of course, there will be larger-than-life science demonstrations, live music, and more from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. just outside of COSI. Visit cosiscifest.org. To learn more.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's Wednesday, bitch.
Hola.
What's up? Mexicana mamita.
Yo soy mexicana mamita.
Mamacita. Chiquita. Señorita.
Negrita.
Yeah, negrita.
Anyway, we're joined today. We have some very special guests. The podcast Four Minds.
Hey, Lex and Drea. Hey, ladies. Welcome to the pod.
The stories were getting good, girl.
It was getting spicy.
I was like, it's time for me to be quiet on me. I was like, it's time on me.
Girl, I have lots of shit to say.
So me and Jamila both found basically love on a dating app at the same time. So now we both have boyfriends.
From a dating app.
At the same time. Like, it's, you know how like when you and your friends hang out too much and you get your period at the same time? Mm-hmm. Basically, we found niggas at the same time.
I downloaded Tinder. I had that shit for 2 weeks and I could not find nothing. I said, oh no.
Yes, she discouraged me.
Tinder's for hoeing.
Okay. What app y'all used? Because he sounds like he got money. And this everybody got money. Which one y'all used?
Hinge.
Okay, I'm gonna download that right now. No, girl. We need tips from y'all because we know y'all be getting flued out and shit. Okay, and ain't nobody flying our asses out.
I only got flued out like one time from Hinge. I'm like,
hey, but you gotta start somewhere.
Yes, baby,
still. And I be looking at y'all Instagram. I'm like, no wonder these bitches get flued out. Booty popping, titties popping, just fine as hell.
You know how to set it out, sis.
Oiled up and shit.
We be trying to trap their ass.
I've been trying to post like a soft trapping. You okay. know, like, I'm just kind of
like with a subtle trap.
Yeah, subtle.
Yeah, you gotta go hard. Home.
It's
summertime, so it's like, of course you're gonna be in a thong bikini, looking oiled up and sexy. Okay.
After this, we're getting our thong bikinis and we're taking some fucking thirst traps outside. Okay,
right.
I'm telling you, dude, it worked every time.
Every time.
Just don't get the gut because this quarantine gut. You can just do it from the back. Like I'll just bend over.
The side pose is my favorite. I'm telling you, I'm sorry about the side pose.
And the back is mine.
See, side and back, I'm Gucci.
I do a good side pose because I look a little thicker.
And then you poke that back leg out.
Yeah, then yes. I'm like, oh, look a little thick today.
Gotta poke that leg out.
Where you guys are in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, yes. We live in Atlanta.
Okay. Where are you both from?
From Houston. Yeah, well, I'm from Houston.
Bitch, I'm from Houston, too.
You ain't from Houston. She loves to say that.
Well, I'm from a small town. It's called Orange, Texas. But nobody know where that's at. So, I'm from Houston.
Say it again.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit an hour away. That is not Houston.
My daddy's from Texas. He's from Sealy, Texas, which is like a really, really small country.
Oh, like, everybody's smaller than Orange. I ain't never heard of Sealy.
I
heard of it, but I don't know. Where is it?
It's like an hour, 45 minutes from Katy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, like the only thing that ever came out of there was like Sealy Posturepedic mattresses.
Oh, that's
where is that what that's from? Oh, okay.
That's it.
I thought Sealy was the name of the man who made them.
Taught us some history.
Well, as Texas education.
If you talk to a nigga on a date, they're black.
Sealy?
Uh-huh.
Girl, you know they ain't black. You know they came into that little town and it was cheap and they made all the black people make the mattresses. Yeah.
Sounds about white.
Sounds about white.
I know I heard that country twang. I'm like, that's somewhere down south for shitty.
Yeah, I mean, especially me. Yeah, she's way. I think I'm a little country, but she is way more country, and she talks slow.
Erica's like, they're from down south. We're gonna sound so white. I was like, what? She's like, maybe we should try and talk like them the whole episode, and they should try and talk like us. I'm like, that is offensive.
Sorry to disappoint.
Like, no, people, because people would be talking shit. They'd be like, they talk white girl fry. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. But apparently,
I don't think y'all talk like white. I think y'all just like articulate. Yeah. It's not like white. Y'all don't sound like white.
Look, we grew up in the valley amongst white people.
We're from California. Okay. What the fuck? Wait, so, and then someone also said they don't feel comfortable with us saying nigga and baby daddy so much because we're trying too hard.
Because you pronounce, you gotta say baby daddy.
Yeah, you gotta say my baby daddy.
Baby daddy. Oh yeah, I like that better. Because my baby daddy.
Yeah, you got it.
Twang on it when I say it. Maybe that's why it's uncomfortable. My baby daddy.
Then people gonna feel like they can relate. They gonna be like, yeah, girl, because my baby daddy be tripping too.
Yes. You gotta do it. You gotta do the hand too.
Oh my God.
Tell our listeners about you guys. Where are you from? Well, we know where you're from, but how did you meet? How did you start the podcast?
Okay.
What's your love story?
Yeah, we actually met in Houston. We used to bartend. You know, we was a little baddies bartending, and we just became friends. She actually moved to Atlanta first, and she was out here for like a year before me, and she was like, well, bitch, you not doing nothing, because we ain't got no kids, bitch. So we ain't got no baby daddies. So she was like, she was like, fuck it, you need to come out here. So I just packed, I literally like, it was like a 2-week decision. I literally just like packed my car up, and I drove out here, and because we always, like, before she moved out here, we always discussed, like, things that we wanted to do. Because we both have our degree in communications, and we know we wanted to do something with, like, TV and radio. We wanted to start a YouTube, but we just weren't sure where we wanted to go with it. So it's like, anytime anybody hangs out with us, they're like, you bitches need a show.
Yeah.
Like, because we just goofy. We talk about crazy-ass shit. So it was like... We was like, fuck it, we gonna start a podcast. And it just kind of blew up because we had a YouTube channel
It was a YouTube show at first, and we used to call it Wind Down Wednesday. So it was like one of the many things we were gonna be doing on our YouTube channel. But that specific part of it just ended up taking off. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was like, oh, y'all need to start a podcast because podcasting is where it's at. So we was like, okay, we gonna start it. We gonna turn it into a podcast. So it was Wind Down Wednesday at first, and then we changed the name to Four Minds.
Girls are getting the name now, but it's okay. We're not gonna throw no shade. But yeah,
what you mean? Someone trying to steal Poor Minds?
Girl, somebody has a podcast with the kind of same name. We won't say Poor Minds,
but the other.
But hold on.
We're gonna send you the tea, girl. We're gonna send you.
Okay, look, don't get us started.
So basically, we
try to become.
Yeah, our podcast is just about, we talk about sex, we talk about relationships. We have a thing called BDBs. That's the main thing people listen for. So we like to call them big dick ballers. And that's what
I like how that sounds.
Yeah, you know, we fuck with BDBs. So we just try to get the girls. So, you know, make sure you get these coins out these men. Make sure they're taking you shopping. Make sure you going on these trips.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just fun. We just be having fun, turning up and getting drunk and having girl talk. That's all it is. Mm-hmm.
Except today, you forgot the liquor. Poor Minds forgot the
liquor. Well, she had a drink. She was drinking during the show.
I was drinking at the studio, so I already had me like a little drink. She the one that sober. Okay.
Well, I got fucked up yesterday in my defense, so I can't do it.
You taking it easy?
I'm taking it easy today, y'all. I ain't no spring chicken now.
How old are you guys?
I'm 30.
I'm 29. Okay, yeah.
What are your signs? Because I was listening to one of your podcasts. Drea, you're a Taurus, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a Taurus.
And I'm a Leo.
Aaliyah, okay, cool.
Is that both Earth signs?
I'm a fire.
Fire and earth.
Fire and earth.
Fire and earth. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter's a Taurus. Man, y'all stubborn. And
thank you. I'm glad somebody said
I think we probably are the most stubborn sign.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all stubborn.
Yeah, Irie is stubborn. I've never seen a five-year-old who is so stubborn. I've never seen a five-year-old who not want to apologize. Like, you don't even know what that means. Yeah. Say the words.
It's in her.
She came out the womb like, fuck that. she didn't know English. She's like, I'm not doing that, though. Right.
No, literally. Taurus are very stubborn. And it's like something that you really have, like, that I've learned over time. I really have to, like, work at not being stubborn and, like, compromising with people. Like, and that's sad.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do because, Lord Jesus. Because I'm a little stubborn, too. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, girl, what the fuck? And I'm like, even today, like, she's been sick. Uh-huh. And so I've been like letting her slide with certain shit because I'm like, you're sick. Mm-hmm. But today, she ain't sick no more. And she's still trying to get, I'm like, girl, if you don't eat this goddamn food.
Like, I try to get away with it.
I think I was watching a clip of y'all podcast like a few days ago where you were saying like she'd been eating the same thing for years.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. And like, so we have this, like, now I started this new thing this last week where, like, I have a chart where, like, if she tries 6 new things during the week, she gets a prize at the end of the week. So she has, like, puts a sticker for every time she tries one. Mm-hmm. And it was working great. And then we got towards the end of the week, she needed 2 more stickers. And she was like,
fuck those stickers.
She's like, girl, this is all the stickers you getting out of me.
You know what? Because she was like, I know my daddy, when I go over there, he's going to buy me something anyway.
Right.
That's really, like, that I know, because that's what he does.
Buys your shit.
I'm like, can you, and I'd be like, nigga, can you please, like, can we, like, be a team on this? Can, like, I'm going to print it out, put it on your fridge.
You know daddy's always going to be the good guys.
Right.
Good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's a lover of, I saw, when I was listening to one of your podcasts, you were saying your mom says that you like everything in excess.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea. And I'm like, that's like my daughter. Like, she likes everything in excess, and she likes everything to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she's bougie as hell.
She loves luxury, yeah.
She loves luxury.
Bitches love luxury.
No, Taurus specifically love luxury. You know what?
My mom's a Taurus, and she is a label whore.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, she will curse you. She'll curse me out, her only daughter, like a bitch off the street in this drop of a dime.
Oh, yeah. My mom's a Taurus. Her and my mom have the same birthday.
We have the same birthday.
When's your birthday?
April 22nd.
Okay, my mom. Oh, you're on the cusp. That's even dangerouser.
Yeah.
Dangerouser.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp of Aries. It's wild.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Yeah, my mom's the 29th. Girl. That mother jumper will curse me out. Sometimes I'm like, should I fight her? What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking to like that? I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm like, oh my God.
No, we are really.
And my mom's from Philly, so she's definitely will cut you. I'm like, I'm gonna get out of here before she tries. She is crazy. So I already know what's over there.
So, ladies, we play this little game on our podcast called Trigger, where basically we say a word and you have to say the first thing that comes to mind, like, immediately. Like, okay. Don't try to overthink it too much. And it's just a way for our listeners and us to get to know you a little better quickly.
Okay.
So, what are you doing?
Just add it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, ready?
We're ready. I'm nervous.
Okay,
I'm
nervous. Basically, I'm going to say one word, and, like, both of you, like, you answer first, Lex, or whichever one you want. Maybe, Lex, you answer first, then Drea.
Okay.
Monogamy.
Boring.
Trash.
Trash.
Oh, God, I love you bitches already.
What's that?
Favorite sex position?
From the back. Hey. That's more than one word. I failed already.
No. It can be more than one word. Okay. Just quick.
That's my favorite one, too.
Okay, boxers or briefs?
Nothing.
Briefs.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, you just like it slanging.
I need that easy accent.
No, I lied. Boxers. Briefs. Mm-mm.
I'm dead. Y'all
that shit be
got
contained.
Too much, and y'all nigga got too much ass.
You know he needs those briefs. His ass is big.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Dom or sub?
Sub.
Yeah, sub.
What's your vice?
Crack. I'm just playing.
We've had someone tell us that.
Yeah, we did.
Honestly, I feel like men for sure.
Six.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 420.
I don't smoke.
I don't remember. I don't know.
You smoke weed or not?
I do, but that's what I'm saying. I don't be remembering 420.
You know what? I'm more of an edible smoker. I'll do some edibles, but I'm not a smoker. I be tripping.
I don't have too many memories because I be high.
Tequila or vodka?
Tequila.
Vodka.
Ugh.
Stripping.
I love it. I just did a story on my Patreon about when I stripped before. Yeah.
I wish I would have did it. Mm-hmm.
We love it.
You've never danced before?
Yeah,
I haven't.
She did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lip enhancements.
Love.
Yeah, love. Got it before.
Not love.
Love. We love live it. For it.
Love it. Living.
We sing.
Kanye.
Boo. I will go on a rant.
Legend.
Girl.
Oh, God.
You said legend?
Yes.
He is a legend. I'm trying to be nice.
Girl. Okay. Boo.
Threesomes.
No.
Tricky.
Okay.
That's right. That's true. That's very true.
Favorite porn category?
Lesbian.
Lesbian, yeah.
Oh, you a freak.
I like lesbian.
Wait. How you opposed to threesomes and down for the lesbian porn? Lesbian porn's your favorite porn.
I know. I'm very weird when it comes to that. I do not.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I do not like to have sex with a woman, but I love to watch it.
And I've always thought that was so odd.
I love lesbian porn. That's all I watch.
But you don't like.
I mean, I've had sex with a woman before, but I didn't like it. I don't like eating coochie. I don't want to eat no fancy.
It's a particular taste.
And I'm not eating no coochie.
It's a particular taste.
Fair. Favorite cereal?
Damn. I don't eat cereal anymore, but I'll say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Damn, I know the roof of your mouth be fucked up.
Why?
Captain Crunch be fucking up the roof of my mouth.
How?
That cereal too hard.
Girl.
Y'all know I'm
old. I
love
Captain Crunch too.
I love Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm. With berries only.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, I see you.
So y'all like the same one.
I'm actually like a classic Frosted Flakes.
Well, actually.
You're very classy over
classic.
Here.
Very classic. Honey Nut Cheerio, Frosted Flakes, little banana slice.
I'm dead.
I can do a Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop's a classic too.
Okay, length or thickness?
Thickness. I need that
definitely girth. The girth.
Show me your worth with that girth, period.
So you would rather have a thick one than a really long one?
For sure.
One
any Hell day. Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather have both. Okay, I know this is not
okay,
about
it's not
sorry,
a
for,
you can't choose sorry, both, bitch. That's the point.
I got excited. I was like.
Therapy.
Love.
Great love idea.
It. Awesome.
Yeah.
Insecurity.
It's normal.
No, like what is your insecurity?
Oh, I thought you were saying. My insecurity probably, damn. I don't know. What am I insecure about? You know what? I will say sometimes I'm insecure about my personality because sometimes I be loud and shit and I be like, oh bitch, he gonna think I'm crazy. So I'll say my personality. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, bitch, tone it down now. Tone it down.
Oh my God, that's me. That's me.
I actually feel the same way because I feel like for a long time I was actually shy to show my personality.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Off of, like, I guess what I thought people would think of me or judge me. Mm-hmm. So I used to kind of contain my personality for a really long time and just, you know, post pictures and be like a little baddie.
I'm quiet and mean.
I'm going to be a quiet baddie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Right. A silent baddie. Yeah.
Until you just tell me. Mm-hmm. So 3 shots of tequila. Surprise, bitches.
No. Period sex.
I don't mind it. I actually just had period sex back in February, and it was very enjoyable.
I don't like that.
Back in February? It's like fucking 6 months ago.
Damn, it has been 6 months. Look, I've been in quarantine, okay? Goddamn, the time been going by.
I do it, but I don't like that. Mm-mm, it be too much. It be smelling like penny.
Okay. You know what?
If you smell like pennies,
I'm fucking dead.
It low-key does. It's that metal shit.
It was. It smells like pennies, and I'm all about my money. Gross. So bring it on.
And I'm all about my coin.
Show me the money, baby.
She like day one. This ain't on day one. The heaviest flow day.
I'm actually had the nerve to say something about me being on my period, and I was like, livid. I was like, what the fuck, nigga? You're a grown ass man. Like no one has ever said no to period.
Right. My ex would not have sex with me on my period.
I will dump you. It will be over, nigga.
I don't crave sex on my period. I don't. But he wanted to have sex because I was like, I didn't get to see him a lot. Mm-hmm. So my period had came on when he was in town, and he lived in fucking Africa. So I had to get it popping.
You had to do what you had to do.
He like, look, I flew all the way from Africa.
You know what
you
I'm
about
saying?
To give me this pussy.
You know, oh, and I was giving it, sis.
Blood and all.
Sure did.
I always thought foreigners were more precautious about period sex. This is probably a stereotype that I made up.
Well, he's Nigerian.
Like specifically African men?
I don't know. I just feel like they're conservative.
Well, a lot of African men got rules.
Well, yeah, he ain't got no rules because he was all up clearly in his ass. He ain't have no rules.
Well, speaking of ass, how do you feel about anal sex?
I've never had anal sex.
Neither have I, but I want to do it.
Yeah, we've been talking about that lately. We're definitely going to try it soon, but it got to be with somebody I really, really trust.
I even prepared my booty one day and everything because I thought I was going to do it, and I didn't. And I was mad as hell. Like, what
happened?
The fuck, nigga? You made me dush my ass and shit.
You better clear out the canal.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? What could have possibly come
what,
in the
what
way?
Interfered?
Well, no. He just didn't last that long. He nutted, and then we never made it to that.
Damn. Did you starve yourself for 12 hours?
No, I didn't do that.
I heard you got to starve yourself.
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to eat, and you're supposed to, you know, you got to do a lot of stuff. You're supposed to prepare for
I knew I was supposed to clean it, so I cleaned it out, and I wore my booty plug all day.
Oh.
That was very thoughtful.
Wow, you really were prepared.
She was ready.
I was mad at
you. You're like a pro. You're like a anal pro. Shit.
All day, huh?
I never prepared this well.
I just be terrified because I remember when I was in college, this girl had shitted on this nigga bed. And he went and told everybody at the school. And I was so terrified for something like that to ever happen to me. So I was like, whenever I do it, I'm going to do it right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be telling people I shitted on your mattress.
Mm-hmm. Right. But furthermore, nigga, if you put your dick in my asshole.
What's your biggest turn off?
Bad teeth.
I'm more of like, I dress like the way you dress. Like, I look at niggas' shoes. Like, that's the first thing I look at. So if you have on like some dirty ass shoes and we out, I'm gonna just be like, no, you're not the one for me.
Yeah, I'm a
okay. Biggest turn on
money.
I agree with that.
Bingo.
And biggest regret?
I think my biggest regret in life is not trying to go after my dreams earlier in life. I feel like I kind of was just like not sure what I wanted to do, and I didn't believe in myself, and I was scared what people would think, especially with starting my podcast. Like, I feel like we could have done this like way sooner.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely feel like it was a lot of things that when I was younger, I feel like I wanted to do, but I didn't do it because I was so worried about like what my parents were going to think, what my friends were going to think. And now that I'm older, it's just like, who gives a fuck? Just do what the fuck you want to do. You only get one life. And I wish I would have adopted that mentality way earlier.
Yeah, I know, me too. I feel the same way. I think... I mean, because we're similar in age to you, mm-hmm. and I think like I think maybe because of social media too, like people that are younger than us feel they have like more freedom, like mm-hmm. they feel more free to do the things that they want, right. Because like even like when we started this podcast, like I was fucking terrified of my family, mm-hmm. and I was grown, right. Like, I had a baby and everything, and mm-hmm. I'm scared, like, oh, my God, they're going to listen. They're going to hate me. They're going to judge me. They're right. going to disown me. Like, and I'm like, bitch, this is my life. There's been so many times of, like, I've been scared to, like, you know, I've been scared to start because I'm scared to fail.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, let's not even start because I don't want to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have done that a few times, too, for sure.
That's how crazy. Long have you guys been had your podcast? How long have you guys been doing it?
It's been like a year and a half. Well, oh, nice. Like a year and 8 months, I think.
Yeah, it's going on 2 years. Yeah, at the end of this year, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like even what you guys are saying about the insecurities about your personality, mm-hmm. Obviously we all can't help who we are, but there's a lot of times I'm the same, like, I'm a lot. I know I'm a lot.
Yeah.
You're either going to like me or you ain't going to like me.
Right.
I could try to be like, quiet and cool and collected for about like 67 minutes max.
Maybe.
But that's just not
true. That's a long time.
And then after that, I'm like,
because once me, I get that first glass of wine down, I'm like, come on, bring another round. I'm at STK yelling, no. What a shot set.
Lex is always lit as fuck.
Always.
Always.
Oh my God. I wish we would have connected with you guys when we were in Atlanta. We did a live show in Atlanta.
I know. Kiki was telling us about
it. That would have been fun, mm-hmm. girl. We would have took y'all out. We would have had a good old time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Because ain't no party like an ATL party,
I'm
baby.
Telling you. Well, when the quarantine lift up, you know where it's at, girl.
Hit us up.
Well, I know. Well, you know, both of our states are tripping. We out here just wilding the fuck out. We got the, like,
well,
the,
I mean, technically.
Isn't Atlanta?
Atlanta is not open. Like,
yeah.
But we have still been
I know,
in
but
quarantine.
Y'all, but you're surging in COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Right? Yeah, we've still been trying to stay quarantined because it's really crazy out here. And then I went to Houston to visit my family like 2 weeks ago, and it's really, really crazy out there in Texas, too.
The strip clubs are open, right?
Open. Mm-hmm. The strippers got masks on.
Yeah, they dancing.
No.
They're dancing no, with they masks, don't. I swear to God. And they're like, if you don't no have a way. Mask on, you can't get in the
you
club.
You gotta pop that pussy with that N95. You gotta get your, you gotta,
you gotta get a match, a matching one for
you
your
outfit.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, I know these hoes ain't got no mask on the stage.
Did they at least have fancy masks on? Like bedazzled
no,
shit? Or they got the
surgical
blue one?
Mask.
Mm. Uh-uh.
I am dead.
I can't. The Latina nah. surgical
one. Nah, these bitches better come out looking like a nurse or some right. shit. Like a role player. I'm going to need some role player, or else you better have a bedazzled
oh
mask
my God.
On.
Can you imagine the hand sanitizer jingling from their waist?
Oh,
yeah. The shit they got to carry their money in. Like, hold up, hold on. Please. Rub it in for 10 seconds. All right, here we go.
Y'all, these people are wilding. I just do not understand the point.
Right, and to me, the best part about going to the strip club is actually getting lap dances. Mm-hmm. You can't get a lap dance right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do
you
all that.
Lap dance is 6 feet away from me.
Yeah, lap dances are the highlight for me. I always tell people I get lucky at the strip club. I always get like a little titty suck. You know, strippers are always super friendly to me. Like, I'm like, I should live here because you love me. I'm not even giving you a lot of money.
I think most strippers like women, period.
Yeah, they do.
It's because it's safe.
If you're not like, a bitch, if you're not like a bitchy bitch.
Well, it's a safe silo. If you need a break from these touchy ass niggas.
Right. Yeah.
And I also think, I think it's too because they know, like, if they, as long as the women in the section like them, they gonna make some money.
Right.
True.
Right. That's true. Like, when they come into the section and the guy has the money, they'll go talk to the girls first. Like, mm-hmm. they know what's up. They be knowing the team.
Yeah. That's smart. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah, because I stripped for like 5 times.
Like come five on, pro. Times.
Did you like it?
It was all right. I did. I lived in Atlanta, so I did it at fucking, I think it was 24 karat. It used to be. Mm-hmm. I did it one time in Atlanta. I did an amateur night at Blue Flame.
Oh, come on. Ooh. Amateur night. Okay.
I also did amateur night at Queen City in fucking West End.
Oh, dang.
But it really wasn't amateur night. Uh-huh. I just came in drunk and they convinced me that it was. Like, get up there. And I was like, okay. And this bitch, like, I was wearing jeans. Pulled my jeans down on the stage. Like, I had to sit down and she pulled them off.
Oh my God.
You can imagine how drunk I was. And then I did it one time in Savannah and like 2 nights in Miami. And that was the.
Oh, you went to Miami? You meant business.
She was on a tour.
I met some strippers on my first night stripping at 24K, these white girls. And they're like, you should come with us down to Savannah. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Dumbest bitch ever.
Did you make some money?
Not enough to be going to Savannah, bitch.
I'm dead.
Savannah so far too,
and it's just like a military. It's just a weird place. Mm-hmm. And then I went the first time I ever got a private dance. I was sitting. I was like dancing. I was looking. There's a mirror over here, and I was like, he was by himself. And I was trying to. I'm chatty. I'm like, oh hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Who are you here with? And he was like not responding. I'm like, what the fuck kind of conversation?
I'm deep.
He's not there for the convo.
I looked to the side. This nigga had come.
Oh my God.
He like jacked off, wiped it off. Like, and then handed me the money and left. I was like, oh okay.
He had came from you just talking
to him.
Oh,
he walked straight in. I would have screamed. And then that was it. That we had one dance.
See, I stripped one time, but I wasn't a talker. Just let me pop this pussy, give me the money, and we can go our separate ways. You got 1 minute, and I want my $20, bitch.
I'm trying to make friends. So, what'd you go to?
Jamila's over here like, so what's your childhood trauma?
Oh, hell no. I'm like, do you want to see the pussy or the asshole? Which one do you want?
Which one?
See, I always worked at the strip club, but I was always so afraid to be a dancer. And I'd be mad as hell now that I'd be looking back, because I'd be like, I know I would have made some money.
Yeah. I did it one time, because me and my friend had went to Dallas, and it was a good time. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think all women, if you have any, like, the slightest curiosity about getting naked in front of strangers, fuck it, do it.
YOLO. I always tell somebody, everybody that needs to be on every woman's bucket list. Do it at least one time.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, I've obviously never done it, but I feel like it would be really freeing. Like,
it's
yeah.
so very liberating. Fun. It's very liberating. Yeah. That's exactly because I recently told the story on our Patreon episode, and that was like the first thing I said. I was like, it felt so liberating just being on stage and naked and everybody just looking at you like, damn, girl. I was like, I know.
I would also imagine that you do feel like, because I feel like a lot of people think that strippers feel like either they're not in control, but I would feel like I would feel in control.
Right.
I'm in control. If anything, I'm controlling everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. Like all your emotions, your money.
I didn't control that guy nutting behind me.
I am dead. I felt like
I did that though. But you know what?
Amateur.
But I get naked all the time. I'm not in any particular
atmosphere. She FaceTimed me when she was in Mexico, and thank God I was by myself. You were butt ass naked, like coochie out, doing dude. Your
that's
hair.
Drea.
She
was,
oh, that's
Drea
me.
Naked.
She was like, hey naked. Girl. I was like, God damn. Like, I don't know. I could have been right here with my nigga.
I was telling my friend.
I was like, I see your pussy lips. Like,
you did not see my pussy lips.
Bitch, I could see your coochie.
Oh, Lord. Just gone in the wind.
Yes, I'm always naked, too. And licks be like, Drea.
Put some
but now I think, at first I think you used to be like that. Now she just be like, whatever.
That's how I be. She'll FaceTime me. She'll be like doing her makeup, and I'll answer. It's her coochie. She's like, girl, let me tell you what just happened. Well, bitch, can I look at you? Why am I talking to your pussy, bitch? The fuck is going on?
It happened to her, too. Shit, she wanted to tell you about it.
It happened to us? She wanted to tell you first.
She was like, well, bitch, well, I'm trying to tell the story, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Bless my man's heart, because we went with, like, 6 other people. There was 2 guys in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him before I went, I'm like, I'm not going to, I always take my shirt off. I can't, like, I feel like I can't breathe. So I'm like, I'm not going to do it. There's going to be guys there. My friends, I don't know the other couple. Like, I'm just not going to take my shirt.
You said that? I said that.
You said that.
Guess what happened?
I'm shocked.
Guess what happened?
It was a fucking lie.
It was a lie. Okay. The shirt came right off. I'm like, I hope nobody minds my titties.
Oh my gosh. So he doesn't get mad or he doesn't feel any type of way?
He was chilling. It was on the beach.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was also in the house.
Okay.
While I was dancing around, gyrating endlessly and giving lap dances. But no, he was fine.
Oh, good.
Thank God. I can only date a guy who thinks it's fine. Because so 9 times out of 10, if after 2 tequilas,
you're naked.
My top's coming off. I get allergic to clothes.
I'm dead.
I dance better naked, bitches. Better watch out. Okay. These titties aren't that abrasive. They're very, very tiny anyway.
See, I can't be doing it.
I know I can't be you doing really it. Can't I'm not it. Somebody else.
Like, I can't be just taking my top off. She girl, I'll pull
these titties out. The whole room gonna turn black.
But you know what?
Lights out, everything.
Oh my god. I mean, I did pay good money for these. Somebody better see these.
Same. Too. That's what I be saying.
Somebody better see these, okay?
Well, Dre not only gets naked. Every time me and Dre get drunk, somebody end up eating her coochie.
Liz.
I know!
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
I mean, I'm like, who is this girl coochie now?
It sounds like Dre is winning.
Tell me the lines.
She'll be like, thank you. When you go back to her room and go to sleep. She ain't returning the favor. She ain't eating your coochie back, sucking your dick back. You ain't getting no sex, nothing. Just you get a coochie and go to bed. Thank you for your services.
Get my pussy ate and leave.
I ain't mad at you, girl.
I'm gonna have to try that more often. I feel obligated to like toot the pussy up after that.
Oh, for real?
Play sleep.
Mm-mm. She do not.
Not always. I mean, I have ate pussy before. I mean, because I like women, but I have to like, you know, my spirit have to be moved. And it ain't always moved enough to eat they pussy.
You gotta catch the Holy Ghost to eat the pussy. Jesus himself has to deliver.
Yes, the spirit don't always move me to do it back. So I'd be like, you know what, thank you very much.
I feel you, girl, because actually I was, I'm pretty particular about my women's as well.
Yes.
And I went to San Diego this past weekend with my man and like, We actually joined Tinder because I was like, let's just have some fun out here. Mm-hmm. Let's find a girl.
Oh, wow. I'm hearing about this for the first time.
Yeah, I was like, let's find a girl. Then Tinder was waxed. I was like, let's get on Hinge. We're about to join all of them. We're here for 4 days, about to find a bitch, okay?
Erica be on a mission. When she wants to have a fucking three-way, that bitch gets a three-way.
Well, it didn't work out, but we did match with this one girl, and she was acting weird. Like, she was in text talking about, like, she kept calling me honey, which I fucking hate. Like, don't call me honey.
Yeah.
Over and over, she kept calling me honey. I was like, bitch, you don't know me. I ain't your honey.
Or baby.
And then she asked me if I ate pussy, and I was like, yeah. And then she was like, I was like, do you? She was like, sometimes. I was like, so, bitch, you just want to fuck my man? Like, ooh. What the fuck? Like, so you just ain't going to eat pussy?
Mm-mm. We ain't going
canceled. We're done.
Was she cute?
And I was like, and honestly, I don't know if I want
to. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I need your pussy, so this isn't going to work.
Huh? I'm very particular too, girl. I totally understand. I do not be playing this shit. I be like,
She was cute.
I want to see. I've been a lesbian for years. I'm an ex-lesbian.
Mm-hmm. I'm retired.
I'm a retired
lesbian.
I'm an ex-lesbian.
I am.
Look, I'm going to search honey in my phone because she's the only bitch that said it. And I'm going to find her. Look, okay, love it, honey.
She's so mad. I'm very particular about girls I want to fuck, too.
Mm-hmm.
She sent this to you?
Mm-hmm.
She's on Backpage.
Oh, I know that's right. She was busting that thing.
I know that's right, honey.
Oh, shit. I was like, wait, shit.
So do y'all this feel like y'all are more picky about the women that you have sex with versus the men? Oh, she's
okay,
cute.
Yeah. She has a nice body.
I think, I feel like I am more picky about the women I have sex with. Versus I don't men? Know what that says. I don't know what that says about me at all.
Ooh, she got that fatty. I thought that was me.
Yes, honey, honey tooting it up.
But I was cool, but she started answering questions poorly, and I was like, this isn't good.
You guys are going to have to join Patreon to see all these pictures that Erica is showing from her.
I am her
dealings in San Diego and her trying to recruit a bitch.
Yeah,
she's cute, but you know what? That pose, particularly,
wait,
did you teach me that? That if a girl is going like this, she's trying to lift her titties up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
You're trying to make
the motherfuckers hit the floor.
If you send a picture,
it definitely lifts them up.
It'll get over my belly button at least. I'll be having to unroll these holes when I'm ready to take a picture. Okay. I'll be trying to pose like this, put the arm under the titty. You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying to make it work, y'all.
Lucky you, playing with you. I'm nice. Every time you talk about your titties, I think about that song.
What song?
How that song go? Except I replace it with your titties. Do your titties hang low?
See how she treats me? Do my titties hang low? Do they wobble to the floor? I'm gonna beat your ass.
Don't be titty shaming her.
That's like the ice cream truck song.
No, but it's not that I'm titty shaming her. That's how she talk about them. And they really don't look that bad.
That bad? You know what? Just shut up.
Okay, after this is over, I'm going to have to see those titties.
Look, Drea, you keep digging yourself deeper in this goddamn titty hole.
I'm going to need to see those titties.
Look, she's like, I want to see them titties. She ready. I don't think you an ex-lesbian. She's like, well, let me see.
As soon as this is over, I'm going to see those titties. I don't believe you. Take my number right quick. I got a FaceTime. That's because I show my titties to anybody who asks.
I do, too. I'm the same way.
Sure, you want to touch it?
I'm dead. Sure. You are like that. We'll talk about papers. She's like, well, y'all want to see them? Y'all can see mine. I got them done. Like, it's been like 4 years. She loved to pull them motherfuckers out.
I do. I did that at game night.
Oh, brother.
I did it at game night.
Well, you guys are open and free about plastic surgery.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We both had
surgery. What other things have you had done over there?
Well, go ahead.
Well, I just got my boobs done, and I got lipo before, and then I love like fillers.
Yeah,
I'm a filler. Girl.
Did you put the fat from the lipo on your butt?
No, I just got lipo.
Oh.
Well, bitch, I did. I took all the fat out my stomach. I pumped this ass up, baby. I didn't have no
way. That.
I put all that fat in my stomach, and I put it in my ass and my hips. I got a breast, because my boobs are big. They're still big, but they actually used to be bigger than this. Like, I had very, very large breasts. So I got a breast reduction. What was that, like 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago I got a breast reduction. But they kind of grew back, but they're nice. I just be playing. They really don't sag. They're just big boobs, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I've got a breast reduction before, and I got a BBL. Mm-hmm.
So when you get that, can you not sit on your butt for like a month?
You get a donut.
I mean, yeah, you get the donut, you sit on that, but you can sit on your butt. A lot of people say, oh, if you sit on your butt, the fat is going to die. That's not true at all. Yeah. It's just...
It definitely ain't true in your case.
All the fat survives, baby. It's all there. It's all there.
Not at all survive.
But yeah, I feel like the healing process is a lot longer than what people don't realize. They think, oh, you're out for like maybe 3 months. It's like... a long time.
Yeah.
You don't really start feeling normal to me till about that 8 month mark. Like 8-9 months.
Really?
Well, I went to the DR. So in the I went out the country. So they're really aggressive with their lipo out there. So girl, she ain't leave no meat on these damn bones. Yeah. So
I heard
they're,
that.
Yeah, they're really aggressive. So the healing process was very, very long. Like it's a lot. Like you have to wear your garments every night. Like it's a
did
lot.
Did you have sex during that time?
Girl, you know, I came back and I had sex with my garment on. I couldn't wait. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, I didn't have sex. When I got lipo, I didn't have sex for like 6 weeks.
Oh, I was fucking. Y'all gonna get this new ass.
You just laid there?
I just laid there from the back.
He's like,
work?
I'm about to see.
I don't even know. Right. I had on the half suit at that point.
You was fucking with the garment on?
Yeah, bitch, I couldn't take it off.
Gotta do what you gotta do, baby.
Huh?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I gotta do it
a little hole.
And then when I got my boobs on,
I play that hole for more uses than
when I got my boobs on, they're like, okay, you need to sit down for at least like 6 weeks. Girl, I went to Paris a week and a half after I got my boobs done. I said, I got shit to do.
You were like, you know, this Paris about to see these titties.
I have pussy
international, global.
I have global
titties. I definitely didn't wear my garment as long as I was supposed to. I definitely went to the club like after 3 weeks and didn't wear it for like a whole day.
I know your shit swole.
Oh, yeah. I was swole as fuck. Mm-hmm. I was a real plump.
Yeah, we all for the plastic surgery, girl. We love it.
Mm-hmm. I love plastic surgery. I'm trying to get some more.
Erica, you, I feel like you went out like a week or two after.
I had sex like the week after,
and with
all my bandages on.
we tried to have like, it was like we had just kind of started the podcast, and we tried to have like a sexy shoot. Mm-hmm. This bitch had bandages on her nipples, trying to hide the bandages.
oh my gosh!
In lingerie, trying to be sexy.
Whatever, they look bomb.
We had to Photoshop some of the bandages out and shit.
That's all that matters.
They do look bomb, and they're so soft.
Oh, yeah, that's how mine are, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the time people don't really know until I tell them.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, they look good.
Please don't give me some. She about to let pull these titties out now, too.
Look at that for mine.
I might as well. It's a party.
Ooh. with the one piercing. Why'd you
let me unroll mine? I want to play.
Roll those titties out, baby.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Problem.
Are you guys in relationships? Dating? What's your status?
I'm dating for sure. I got me a cool little roster right now. You know what I'm saying?
I heard your rapper bae.
Rapper bae is back. So. He actually dumped me 2 weeks ago, but he's back in my life. Thank God. He dumps me like every month, but it's okay. Yeah.
What did you do for the dumping?
It was actually really bad. He came out here and I just wanted to do something nice for him. So I planned like a bunch of dates for us. Like I took him to, what's it called?
I can't remember what that
shit is
called.
You know when you go into like the escape room?
Yeah.
I took him to the escape room. And like, I just planned like a whole day for us. So we had an amazing day. We went on the Beltline. We walked the Beltline, went to a bunch of different bars and got drunk. Like, we just had a good day. So he ended up getting a room. We go back to the room. I got the hookah. He's drinking. We're watching Insecure. We're bonding. We're having like a cute little night, right? I don't know what happened. Well, he's the kind of person, he sleeps very heavy. And when he falls asleep, he's like done. So he was on the couch and I was like, I had went to take a shower and I went into the room. I went into the living room area and I'm like, hey, babe, you know, come get in the bed with me. So he was like, all right, I'm about to get up. So I was like, okay, cool. So I get in the bed and I'm drunk as fuck at this point. I'm fucked up. So I go in the bed and I fall asleep for maybe like 10, 15 minutes and I wake up and he was still outside. So I was like, you motherfucker, I know you don't love me. This is why we have problems. And I'm just causing a scene.
He be sick of your
screaming. Ass. Screaming. And so then.
Wait, because the nigga didn't get in bed?
Because he didn't get in
girl,
bed.
He be
girl.
Sick
he
of
fell asleep.
Ass.
He be sick he of me. And asleep. Then what makes it worse is I'm crying. I'm bawling crying. I'm packing my stuff like I'm going home. Then I go in the next room and I get on live and I start singing Whitney Houston. I have nothing. He was like,
I'm
you
done.
Are crazy.
When Lex be calling me and telling me about the shit that be going on between her and that nigga,
wait,
then she be like,
I'm dead with the live. The
live. Live. You know, hold on, I gotta pause.
I have nothing. Yes. I was literally singing my heart out. He was like, what the fuck just happened?
That's crazy. You're literally
you paused,
crazy as fuck.
So
you paused your exit to do a live?
Yes, yeah, so
I was gonna leave it.
You're like, I was going to leave, but one
first,
what,
but you know,
one,
but
before I go.
Let me tell you how crazy it is. So I was lying. I was like, I don't have my keys. My roommate has my keys, so I can't even get home right now. Bitch, I have my keys. I wasn't trying to leave.
Toxic.
I was just trying to cut up. Girl, I was drunk. But yeah, after that, he dumped me, but he's back now, so.
See, I have a very off and on situation. And in between my, like, the off and on-ness of it all, I be dating other people.
Yeah, I definitely have, like, 5-6 niggas on my roster right now.
But you
are
be
you
dating
off
all
on,
of them at
are
one
Are you
time.
Off or on right now?
Are we off?
You're off. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nigga fucked up. Is.
But it don't never really be off. It's weird.
He just sent you flowers yesterday talking about they off. They're not off.
Nothing is enough.
No, but we off because I haven't fucked him in like, what, 3 months? I told you I haven't had sex with him in 3 months. Mm-mm. I haven't having a pussy on lock.
I know that's right. My pussy never on lock.
It's on lock from him. I ain't say it was all the way on lock.
Wait, when I was listening to the episode where you were talking about that, you were saying how basically you use sex as forgiveness.
Oh, like, yeah.
You think that sex will cure all problems.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Let me suck your dick and make it okay. Yeah. And he would not let me suck his dick. I was like, I'm sorry. Let me suck your dick.
And he said no.
And he said no.
Like I said, when niggas turned the pussy down, you know they mad for real.
That's why I was like, he leaving me. He not mad. Coming back. But he missed Lil Garfield.
But he came back.
He did. He missed
Garfield. They talking again.
They always come back.
They always come back. Always.
They always do. I was telling Jamila, I was like, isn't it funny how, like, with women, too, like when like, a nigga that we kind of like, but we're not really feeling, if another bitch starts to like him, suddenly we like him again.
Right.
Like
suddenly, are you be kind of feeling some
suddenly,
type of way?
Suddenly, I'm like, wait, he is kind of fine.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait, hold on. Especially if the bitch is cute.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, what is she seeing him that I didn't see?
Like, hold on.
Come back real quick. I got to tell you something. We just talked about this on one of our recent episodes. Cause I was saying I am definitely like that all the time. It's like when I be talking to dudes, it's like I don't really be liking him. I be like, he cool. He just something to do for the time being. But then as soon as another bitch come and start liking him, I be like, he mine. I had him first. I want him back.
Actually,
and I won't stop till I get that nigga back too.
I am dead.
That's why I be feeling bad when girls be talking to the same
niggas. That is all ego.
I know. It's so ego.
It is. Women ain't shit. Okay, I know we be saying niggas ain't shit. I know I shouldn't say this, but we ain't shit.
We not, because I don't even really be wanting them. We ain't
shit. I don't be wanting shit. As soon as I feel like he likes somebody else, I'm like, fuck her. Yep. What about me?
They be like, I'm going to get my nigga. This hoe got me fucked up.
Right. This bitch got me fucked up. Remember, I love you. We love each other.
Remember you told me you love me? Like, so you can say that to everybody.
Then you get him back and you're like, I did not like this nigga.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Then dump his ass.
So I have a question for you guys. So you know that they say that there's 5 love languages.
Mm-hmm.
They are acts of service, affirmation, receiving gifts, physical touch, and quality time. What would you say are, if you had to pick 2 of them, what would be your love language?
Well, I know mine is words of affirmation and gifts.
Words of affirmation and gifts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think mine is definitely quality time. And gifts too, like those are the 2. But you know what's crazy about it? Because I actually read the book, and I think a lot of times people don't normalize it. Like some people really need all 5 of those things.
Yeah.
And I think I am that person because those are probably like the most 2 that I would want the most if I had to choose. But honestly, if I just had those 2 and not the other 3 elements, I'm still not happy.
Right.
I need a combination of all 5 of those things.
Yeah.
Now, some people are like, they just need 1 or they just need 1 or 2 of them. But I'm one of those people, I really need all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I need all that love on me. I need it all.
I agree.
If I don't get
I
no
grab
dick,
my titty.
You got. I put my niggas on the time. Like, if you don't give me dick in X amount of time, I'm going to go get it from somewhere else. So you better give it to me.
Yeah, you a serial cheater. I definitely be having an attitude when I don't be getting no dick.
I think mine are physical touch and quality time. But also, like, thinking about acts of service. The only reason I say acts of service is because I got a kid and, nigga, you better help me.
Oh, yeah. Help.
Right.
Like, go wash some dishes. Go take her to school. Go to this. And gifts. I mean, I do like gifts, of course.
You
I like,
do like gifts, Erica.
Do I?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I say, hold on, bitch.
No, wait. Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
She told me last week she was trying to buy her bae a birthday gift. She was looking at this really expensive store because apparently he likes expensive shit. I don't like giving gifts. I don't like any of that shit. But she was like, do you think the gift I buy him is going to set the tone for what he buys me? Like, no, bitch. I was like, no, you get him something small, he gets you something big. That's how men and women work. She was like trying to go big because she didn't want him to cheat her on her birthday. I've never thought about that once in my life.
I'm dead.
I never thought like.
I think it's true. I think, okay, so like.
She's like, should I set the tone now? I'm like.
I think, okay, so me and my guy started dating recently. And so like his birthday came up before mine. Mm-hmm. Like a reason to buy a gift came up before me.
Right.
So I felt like I need to buy him something really nice or go above and beyond so that he knows when my
by the time my shit comes around. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, don't be, you know. Right. You know what the deal is. Because so, I feel like if I did something small, like, then he won't get away with getting me something bullshit.
So, therefore, you like gifts.
It's not even about the gifts. It's the, it could be an act of service. Like, yeah. You can give me a massage.
Oh, wait, speaking of acts of service, I do lashes. Oh. So, I have a massage table. I do mobile lashes. So, mm-hmm. She specifically made me, my last client was one of our friends. She made me leave my massage table there because she had some birthday massage situation. How was that successful?
I might need to sage your massage table.
Oh, no.
Not sage.
Don't say that on here. Ew. Disgusting.
I put a sheet down. I gave him like an hour massage. Ooh, and then we, it was like a porno. It was great. Ooh. It was like literally like.
I want my money back for that new table. You need to replace it. That is
but that's true. I just bought me a new table.
You know what? You could keep that one because.
Honestly, like it was great. It was like a fantasy fulfilled. A fantasy I didn't even know what like we needed. It was
you,
great.
You don't watch that on porn in the porn category?
No, I did. But like I never thought. I guess it was never in my Rolodex of fantasies that needed to happen. But now it's for sure.
You get my fucking massage table.
I definitely recommend renting a massage table, you didn't giving a nigga a massage, and then hopping on there and doing what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to do that.
Well, you know, I'm cheap.
Because I do be watching a masseuse, the massage porn, too. I have watched.
Yeah, I mean, I be rubbing my nigga down, but we just be in the bed. But maybe I do need to get a little table. Yeah,
no, if you do a real professional, then you flip him over, you give him the frontal massage, and then you at the end, you end with the happy ending.
Okay, I like that.
We love a happy ending.
You know it.
Yes, you get him ready and prepared, and then you just, you know, sit
on
that
thing. I'm sending you the link for a new table.
It's fine.
I want that table no more.
All my clients who hear this are going to just dump me. Because
no one's going to hear it. No one's gonna hear.
They go before they lay down. They gonna be like, "Is this the table?
Is this the table that for that nigga's birthday?"
Okay, ladies. So we have a segment on our show called Horror Stories.
Horror Stories.
And if you guys are just tuning in, if this is the first time you're listening, or if you haven't heard one of our horror stories, basically a horror story is a hoe tale that is either highly horrific or funny, just like a level 10 horry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of y'all have been sending in some mediocre-ass horror stories. I'm like, y'all, we can't share this, but thank you for sharing. But, like, I needed to be...
Level 10.
Level 10.
Your whorishness have to come out. Your fangs need to come the fuck out. Like mama. All right, spill the beans.
Should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, Drea, let's hear your horror story.
Okay, so maybe like it was right when Lex moved to Atlanta. So 2017, I was talking to this guy and he was really cool. You know, we kicked it off. We started fucking. The sex was great and everything. So he had just moved out here from New York. And so... he was having problems getting approved for an apartment. That was the first sign that I was like, okay, I need to keep
bad credit.
Yeah, it was a lot of red flags. So he couldn't get approved for the apartment, but then like 2 weeks later he was like, oh, I finally got a place, you should come through. So I go to the house and all of the decor is very feminine. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on up in this house? Like, is it a bitch that lives here or what? Mm-hmm. So I ended up asking him about it. And he's like, yeah, it's this girl that I'm cool with. Her mama, she moved out and she said that I could stay here. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And so he was lying to me the whole time, telling me that he wasn't fucking with the girl, that they was just besties. And at first, I believed it because she didn't really seem like his type. But later down the line.
So you met the girl?
Yes, I had met her before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so he was telling me that she wasn't his type. So I'm like, okay, I could believe that they besties, whatever. So, you know, I used to go over there all the time. We would be fucking. And I knew that it was the girl's mom's old house, but he told me that they was friends. So a little bit naive, I believed his ass. So I used to be over there fucking on that nigga all the time. So then one day I went over there, we was fucking, and he was like, okay, he was like, let's just go downstairs and chill for a little bit. So we go downstairs. I guess the girl called him and was like, hey, I'm about to be on the way over there. He was like, oh my god, she around the corner and she about to pull up, can you please just go hide upstairs in the closet? Hide upstairs in the closet.
Oh, God.
And so me being, and I'm a grown ass woman. Like, I'm like 26 at the time. Nigga, hide in the closet. Are you dead ass?
So I'm going to leave.
Right. So I'm like, nigga, no, you got me fucked up. I'm about to sit right here.
And so he was like, man, please, Drea, please go hide in the closet. And I was like, no, nigga. He was like, you don't have time to leave because she around the corner. He was like, I'm going to just move your car in the garage and shit, and you just need to run upstairs and go hide in the closet. So my little dumbass did it.
Okay, but I'm going to be mad when I come out.
So my dumbass did the shit. And
I'm going to be mad when I come out.
I was mad as fuck. Like, I couldn't believe that shit. I hadn't been in a situation like that since fucking high school or some shit. So I ended up coming out the closet after the bitch left. And I was just done with him after that. Honestly, that was the last straw. Because like I said, it was a lot of things going on. He wasn't no BDB. He had lied. And it was just a lot of things. He didn't have no car. Y'all, it's a lie. So I was just like, you know what? Then you had me go hide upstairs when this stupid ass bitch came over here. You got me fucked up. Yeah, I'm done with your ass. Yeah. Ooh, so that's one of my little hoe stories. I get mad all over again.
That's tragic.
I would probably go in the closet too because I don't got time
for the drama. For
no, yeah, I would.
No, you know I'm confrontational, so I've been like,
oh my god.
I am too, but I kind of had felt like. I don't know. I guess I had kind of felt like since it was her mom's old house, I kind of feel like Mila said. Like, I'm just like, I don't know if she going to come over here. She might call her mama, call her sister. And she real ghetto. She got like five sisters. I'm like, I don't got time for these.
Exactly. Nope. Yeah. I'll be right in the closet. And when I get out, I'm going to cuss your ass out.
Yeah, that's the type of time I would have been on, for sure.
But I was like, I ain't never coming back. And I did.
Oh, my God.
Your turn.
Okay, so I'll tell the story. This happened when I was like 22. I don't even think I've ever told you this story.
You have?
No, I was gonna tell the other story about my ex, but I just thought about something that was actually a little bit crazier. Mm. Okay, so I was like 22. This was around Mother's Day, and so me and my mom had planned a trip. We were gonna go. We decided to go to Dallas. I think Tyler Perry was doing a play at the time, and she was like, "Let's go watch the Tyler Perry play. We can spend the weekend together." She was like, "You can bring one of your friends, and we can just have a weekend in Dallas." So I was like, "Okay, cool. That sounds fun." So it was me, one of my best friends, her name is Shedril, and my mom. So we go to Dallas, and you know, we're doing just going out to eat, having drinks, just doing little stuff. So when we got to the hotel, we had ran into some guys like as soon as we got there. So my mom was like, okay, girls, y'all go do y'all thing. You know, y'all can meet up with them later on tonight. And, you know, y'all do y'all young people shit. So later on that night, me and my best friend, we end up linking up with the dudes. We go out. We get super drunk. We have a good, good time. So we go back to the hotel because they were staying at the same hotel we were in. And we was like, well, let's all get in the pool. Mm-hmm. So we all get in the pool. And my friend is like, she plays pranks. Every day it's like she's doing a prank. Mm-hmm. She's always just doing a prank. So we're fucked up at this point. And I just can't believe how stupid I was. So they like, the guy that she was kind of feeling, they were like in the corner of the pool. And they were like making noises. And I was like, oh shit, they having sex. Well, fuck it, I'm about to get lit too. So I was like, fuck it. So me and the dude, we start fucking for real. She was jokey. So I'm fucking this nigga because I'm like, fuck it, you ain't about to upstage me, you know what I'm saying? I start fucking this nigga in the pool, y'all. Why did the security guard come? And he's like, y'all need to get the fuck out. He was like, no, get out, get out. Mind you, like, this room is in my mom's name. I'm like, dog, like, what the fuck? Like, the security room. Oh, he was pissed. He was like, y'all need to get out the pool. And Shrek was like, wait, y'all was fucking for real? And she's dying laughing. I'm like, bitch, I'm thinking you sucking dick. We supposed to be doing this shit together, ho. My dumb ass just trying to pop this pussy. I've been popping this pussy
for a long time now.
So afterwards, we went up to the room, and my mom was like, she was asleep. She was like, oh, did y'all have fun? I was like, go to sleep, girl, go to sleep. I was so scared, y'all, the next day when we checked out that they were going to say anything. But they didn't say anything. Because I was scared. Because you could imagine, like, they could have literally kicked us out the hotel. Yeah.
At that moment.
I would have been like, I'm staying in room
224. Oh, my God.
I would just lie.
Oh, it was so fucking embarrassing. So, yeah, but the next morning we woke up. I was kind of, like, trying to be low-key. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh, I'm going to wait in the car while y'all check out. So we just, like, hurry up and waited in the car. And we escaped. We got out of there.
Oh, my God.
Scott
my God.
Well, y'all was lucky because the time I fucked and got caught by the security guard, I went to jail.
Yeah.
So. Jail?
I said jail.
That probably would have been a little bit of a more spicy story, but I think I done told that story before on like cocktails.
Yeah. Damn. You tell that story every time you go home.
Wait, where were you? Wait, where were you fucking?
Yeah, we were in a car. It was in my car. It is a park. Hey,
in Georgia?
No, this was in Texas when I still lived in
Houston. Oh, down south, they'll put you in jail for anything.
In what building?
It was he stayed at his sister's apartment building. So we were in the parking lot.
So y'all didn't have
nowhere
to fuck.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Girl, yeah, I was like 19. I ain't had no apartment.
And they arrested you both?
That is so extra.
We both went to jail.
For what? Like
indecent exposure?
Public indecency is what it was. But then the officer ended up seeing that I was in college at the time. So I guess he wanted to cut me some slack. So he gave me public intoxication. But that ain't what I went for. But that's what my mama thought.
I'm dead.
I can't believe that fucking piece of shit took you to jail.
Yeah,
fucking in your car. Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody can even see me. The windows are fogged up, nigga.
Yes, they definitely took both of us to jail. I still can't believe that shit when I be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, of all the things to get locked up for.
That's crazy.
Popping pussy.
Trying to get some
popping pussy. Right.
Okay, so ladies, we have one last thing. So we have this, we have a hotline, and if you guys have not called our hotline yet, you definitely want to make sure you do it. You can confess, you can ask us for advice, you can just share your business, whatever it is the fuck you want to do. Basically, you just call 818-MOM-0154. So we have someone that left a message for us on the hotline, and she needs a little bit of advice, so maybe you can help. I know it's late as fuck, but I think I'm going crazy, like for real. My ex and I fucked almost a month ago, and I can't stop wanting to talk to him and be with him. He lives in Louisiana, and I live in Texas. Travel is no issue, but coronavirus. And he says he doesn't want a long-distance relationship. I want to move on. I want to let this old love go because he's really not good for me. But we've been on and off for 6 years. Help me, please. This dick is dependable, but we argue all the time. So basically, how do you leave toxic dick?
To me, I feel like a lot of women need to stop getting dickmatized. Because you're not happy. You're just happy you're getting sex from somebody that you're comfortable with. Right. There is good dick everywhere, seriously. Like, I feel like once you know your body and learn your body and you can make sure you have an orgasm every time, you can have good sex with anybody.
Right.
Girl. Let this man go.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You not, because you're going to wake up and it's going to be 4 years later. Then you're going to be like, damn, it's been 10 years at this point. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be mad
God has already tried to separate y'all. You right. You live in the same state.
Exactly.
The coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Listen to God.
He already trying to keep
you away.
Right. I feel like we need to stop. I think a lot of times as women, we get emotions involved in sex a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sometimes, girl, just get your nut and leave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to do that as a woman. Don't be like getting your emotions involved. Because obviously, it seems like the feelings aren't mutual, because it's like, if he wanted to be in a relationship, Texas and Louisiana,
not that
you
far.
Can make it work.
Yeah,
so
that's a drive. You gotta get on a flight.
That's what I'm saying. I used to date, my ex is from Louisiana, and you know I used to be in Lake Charles every weekend.
Yeah, I know.
So it ain't that big of a deal. It just sounds like he just wants some pussy whenever he wants it.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of the time men, for whatever reason, they won't really cut you off, but they'll just like keep leading you on. And of course, if you're gonna keep letting him fuck, he gonna keep fucking. But I mean, I definitely don't think the feelings are mutual, and that you should just let the situation go for sure, because he just trying to use you, girl.
I also think, like, for me, my cutoff game is really strong. Like, and the only reason it is strong is I literally block people. I delete them from my phone so that I can't go stalk. Because I'm always telling Jamila, I'm like, bitch, you gotta just can't follow these people. You can't follow them. You can't look at their Instagram. Yeah. You gotta block yourself from them. Like, and sometimes that's the only way to do it,
because
a good dick is like a disease.
Honestly, I don't even want to give advice on this, because good dick and a good mouth is a bitch's kryptonite. Pure kryptonite. I really like great sex.
Yeah,
but it's okay. You can like that, but if you leave it at that,
I'm sure there's a lot of great penis in Texas.
It is.
Oh my God. Okay, ladies. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on our podcast. Yes. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram at POUR_MINDS. That's Poor Minds. If you search on YouTube, type Poor Minds, all of our episodes will come up. You can listen to the show on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple. We're like on every platform. Yeah. Just search Poor Minds and we'll come up. We drop episodes every Wednesday.
And we'll make sure to put their details in the description of this episode. And you know where to find us at goodmoms_badchoices on Instagram. Make sure you check out our Patreon. I'm actually going to end this episode with a little clip from a recent episode that is actually coming out tomorrow only on Patreon featuring Wheezy and Mandy of Horrible Decisions. You guys, if you haven't joined our Patreon, you're missing out because there's tons of hilarious crazy shit on there, including us crying,
and you might even catch a titty or two. You can watch the full episode.
Yeah, if you want to see our titties, go look on Patreon. From this episode, I showed my titties. I showed some random bitch from Tinder's titties.
I showed my titties.
Drea showed some titties.
This is actually an XXX episode, so this might be the time to sign up.
If you ever wanted to join, this is now.
Right.
If you want to find us on Patreon, you have to search us because apparently we're considered explicit because we be showing titties. You got to search us in the search bar, patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices.
Also, if you like us, if you're listening, if you've been listening, rate and review us. Thanks.
Yeah, on Apple Podcasts, please. Anyway, ladies, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate
it. I can't wait to hang out in real life.
Yes, we're going to be lit, girl.
And we have to have y'all on our show.
I know. And if you come to LA, if you get flued out here.
Oh, you know we get the flued out, girl.
tell them whoever flew you out, you got some extra friends.
Okay.
If you need like extra bodies, you know niggas always got friends. They want to go to Daytona and shit. Call us. I love a free meal.
Sure does. We got you.
Bye.
Y'all.
I did something for the first time. So I talk about how I would never fuck with my period ever, ever, ever. So we had already planned to go to the beach yesterday and I wake up and I white pink and I'm pissed. I'm like, fuck, my period's 3 days early. Fuck. I wanted to fuck him in the car. I wanted to fuck him.
At least it came.
And it fucking came early and I was like, fuck, I'm out of commission. Like even at the nude beach, I didn't take off my bottoms. I was like, So we get home last night and we're laying down and I don't even know why. I was like, why is he hard? Like I go to feel his dick and it's hard. And I was like, you know, I'm out of commission. What are you doing? So I start sucking it. And then I'm like, wait, do you even come from head? Like, why am I even sucking your dick? I know I can't do anything. And I start to get mad. And then I'm just like, do you want to fuck me in my ass? And so I go to my closet and I get the lube. And I'm like, okay, just get her open first. But I'm like, I lay down the towel because at this point, I don't know if there's going to be mess. I don't know if they're going to push my tampon out. I've never done this before. And I'm just like, he starts rubbing my clit. And I'm like, no, don't touch there. I don't want to be touched by my vagina. Like, it's fucking bleeding. It's clogged up with a goddamn tampon. Like, I'm not supposed to do this. I've never done this before. So I go to get the lube. And he starts fingering my butthole. First one finger, then two fingers, and we're making out. And then, like, he, like, puts a lot of lube and starts fucking me in my ass. And, like, eventually, it's, like, feeling like he's fucking my pussy. Like, he's fucking me hard like he's fucking my pussy. Like, it's a whole fuck session, and it's amazing. So this is me. The whole time, though, I'm enjoying it. But
were you scared the tampon was
because I didn't know what the fuck
you
was
can't.
Happen.
Oh my god, I hate that. I never did it. You can't just fully.
So I wasn't really like fully let it go, literally, because I was also thinking like, damn, I drank coffee this morning. I know my shit was a little runny. Is it gonna be a messy booty hole?
Right.
I don't know.
It's too.
There was too much of me thinking. I didn't know. So we get done fucking. Mind you, it's dark because it's like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. So we get done fucking, and this is how you know your mind will fucking play tricks on you. I look down at the bed, mind you, it's pitch black in my room, and I'm like, oh no, mind you, my sheets are white. I'm like, oh no, we made a mess. Don't look. I'm gonna tear it off.
So sweet, en la noche.
Solo puedo recordar la luz de la calle, de las estrellas, como bailamos en la gran ciudad.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.